I know we've been away for a little bit, but this is episode 51 of Rise of the Star-Lords. Such a huge number for me. Right on Sandpoint, because when last we left off, the crew had rushed desperately to Sandpoint because they had determined that there was going to be an attack on it imminent. And just as they made it to City Hall, Mayor Devrin and Sheriff Baylor Hemlock, the clouds darkened and thunder rumbled, and a ship descended through the cloud cover, looking very menacing indeed. And for those of you that are watching, you notice we have an extra person with us. This extra person is Conrad, and they'll be joining us. And it'll be lovely.
How did you get here? What?
More importantly, how did everyone in the audience succeed their perception checks? That's unnatural.
Right? Everyone? Do real people just have much better perception checks?
Actually, Conrad's just been here the whole time. I don't know how. None of you.
This has been the longest lead in.
I've always rolled really low on initiative. That's what happened.
he might have shown up here because, you know, he's my favorite person in real life. Mahan doesn't know this character yet, though. We'll see what happens.
All right. Sorry about that. Judy was asking a very important question about Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are important. They contain gluten.
They contain.
I did not know.
You're fine, Judy.
What about red vines? Do red vines contain gluten?
This is a Twizzler house. Yeah. We don't need to know about it.
I never understood this feud. Why does there have to be such hate between Twizzler and Red Vine? Why cannot they get along?
I will be right back. I have a diabetic emergency.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And that, dear listeners, is just cherry on top of the myriad of different issues we've had tonight, for ranging from personal issues to Hydrobot currently experiencing technical issues. So if music's not quite spot on, this is my smooth segue into telling you it might be a little off.
In other news, I am thrilled to be here and to meet all of you.
Yes, and Lapis is with us in spirit and ears, but microphones and video have just failed. But they're here with us. And I think they're working on their character sheet in the background, making it all nice and organized. Not right now, Judy. Put it into the kitchen. Sorry. Very important Tupperware emergency there.
Man, how does the whole house just not burn down behind you, Jay?
Our icebreaker this week. We have one. Although I've been saying this for a while, super at the bottom of the barrel. I think I have two more questions that I could really ask for the show. But this one is,
I'm going to have to start writing some.
It's your character's first time playing Pathfinder 2nd edition, what ancestry is your character going to choose for their character? Let's start with Leif.
Do you guys want to guess? Do you want to guess?
Goblin.
Absolutely, 100%. She would play a goblin.
All right.
Fantastic.
The audience knows nothing of your character. Give nothing away but the answer to this question, Conrad.
Let's see. He would play a golden dwarf. I can't give too much of an explanation because that would ruin the surprise.
However, all right.
Explanation to follow.
Nick and Lahan, what ancestry?
Sorry, putting sugar into my gob.
No, you're fine. Sorry.
It's okay. I think Lahan would be an automaton.
Okay. That sounds very
from Guns and Gears.
Sounds very right? Lahan. Yeah.
Yeah. Very Lahan.
All right. Tom and Jacinto.
I have an excellent one. Jacinto shares a lot of interests with me. And as I am very fascinated by the Kunrasu people, I think Jacinto would also be very taken in by the Kunrasu as sort of shards of cosmic force that just like, these weird construct bodies and stuff like that, or exoskeletons, you know. I think that's really, really cool. And I think Jacinto would have a good time. Also, I think this is partially inspired by his friends that he's made among the Lantern Archons that he's summoned. Because Kunrasu's remind me of them.
I didn't think of Kunrasu, but I was totally thinking maybe Anati.
Oh, yeah. Anati would have also been a good answer, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Icebreaker out of the way.
Ice broken.
We need to start with initiative.
What? All right.
A ship has descended from the heavens. Let's roll initiative, and I'll start describing some things in more detail, and we'll get Conrad in as soon as we possibly can.
What happened last time, Jet? Tom, legitimately don't remember.
You discovered that there was going to be an attack upon Sandpoint. You rushed with all haste to Sandpoint, sending in some mail order, requests from Magnemar Station, so Space FedEx would send you some items to the starport because you didn't have time to detour. And you arrived in Sandpoint, got out of the Heartbreaker, ran for City Hall, met face-to-face with Mayor Devrin and Sheriff Baylor Hemlock, and then the heavens rumbled and the clouds split, and a large menacing ship sort of descended through the cloud layer, hovering in the sky above the town.
Do you want us to be on a map?
I will take us to Sandpoint now. You'll have to re-roll initiative, won't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will do that. I thank you for pointing that out, Nick. I got ahead of myself.
Just because it'll break everything.
Yep. Here we go. Bam! We're back here.
It didn't happen, Tom. We weren't on the map yet.
Doesn't count if we're not on the map. Everybody knows that.
It doesn't count if we're not on a map.
Thank goodness.
I hate to interrupt, friends, but we have officially lost Groovybot or Hydrabot.
Hydra was having some trouble because Discord's bot API was having trouble.
Oh, rest in peace, music bot that doesn't play music.
It's gone for now. Hopefully, it'll be back soon.
Forever in our hearts.
We will soldier on. We will make do.
So hopefully we'll have it back soon.
Hold on. I have the solution, everybody. I'll just pull a season one and I'll just make the music with my mouth.
Yes.
Yay. Oh my gosh. What have I got myself into?
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Hold on, anytime, guys. Friend. We don't want to scare Conrad away.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's going to be really quiet because I don't want to get in the way of Jets, you know, talking and stuff. I know that was like a common complaint with season one was my music was just too loud and too good. Mm. So... it's just going to be, you might not even be able to hear it. You might not even see my mouth moving all the time, but it's going to be there in the background.
Good. We're very glad.
Let's roll that initiative.
Yes. That's what we were doing before we got distracted by
Tom's musical stylings.
Hey, guess what, guys? My initiative got higher.
Yay.
You will have to put your tokens on the map.
What is this?
I also know.
I guess Conrad won't need to.
I'll just go. Yeah.
I just sort of put myself in the harbor.
Well, we're going to move you slightly.
Sorry. I just sort of figured our tokens would be. Ostentatious on
the map? I'm putting you here because this combat is potentially going to be a bit dynamic, and who knows, maybe you're not all going to stay together.
Fair.
Split the party.
We would never do such a thing.
That's, I mean, that is
never.
At any chance I
up
got.
To you. What are you talking about? So we've rolled initiative. Conrad can roll when Conrad's character makes their debut. It'll be exciting. This number 11, right there in the center of that yellow circle with the orange border, that is Town Hall. I wanted to put that as a reference point there because that's where you are located. So this menacing ship is hovering above the town of Sandpoint, far in the sky. They have dispersed some clouds with their and with their atmospheric entry, and all of a sudden, from beneath the ship, four drop pods rocket out of its belly. One landing up here. You see this click up here, right here at the north gate? Let me zoom out on the
hold
map.
Hold shift and then hold
yeah,
click.
Yeah, shift and then click. Bam.
Yeah.
There it is.
One there.
It'll move the stream too that way.
One there. One down here. And you see just a contrail heading far to the south. You're not even sure if it's near anyone because, you know, your angle, you're in the heart of town and there's big buildings around you. But there is a contrail from one of those drop pods heading far to the south of town. And you have a menacing ship above you and you've got four drop pods descending upon your town. What do you do?
Man, we didn't even get back to the insert name of the tavern that we stay at.
Rusty Dragon.
See, I knew it was Rusty something. We didn't even get back to the Rusty Dragon for a meal yet. It's ridiculous.
No, we just got back. What is this bull flame?
Yep.
All right.
Finn didn't even get to see Berthana.
No time to talk. We have to go assess the damages. We have to go repel all boarders.
That's exactly where Finn is run off to.
I'll take. No, Finn and Ava will grab him by the horse collar and she'll say, "You and me got it. We'll go check out the north. Jacinto, you and Lahan go check out the south."
Okay. If you think splitting the party is a good idea,
I do. Actually, you take Finn. I'll take Lahan. You need a big thick boy with you.
I was just gonna say, let's send the two tanks.
Send the squishies by themselves.
Yep.
Nope. We're not doing that. Ava's smarter than that.
Well, if that's the case, we're rolling initiative for Finn.
Squishies, wander off by yourselves.
I figured Finn would be with us in spirit, at least.
Yeah, you know, I tried to send Finn off on their own, but
I did. I was leaning into it, but Ava roped Finn back in.
Just when he thought he could get out. He was just 1 week away from retirement.
Just when I think I'm out, they drag
So Ava,
me
you want to head...
By the collar.
To the north.
You said there was one up this way?
Yes.
Or this way?
Yeah, right here. There's also one here.
Oh.
Those are the two northish ones.
Okay. And then there was one more at this bridge as well.
This one right here.
Lavis says that Ava owes Finn a new shirt.
Done. I will buy her. I give her the 10 credits for a nice fancy new shirt that can protect you in cold environments even.
Ooh. Here, I'll put a mark on the map for you just to make this easier. This was silly of me.
That would be wonderful. Although it seems pretty apparent now. It looks like they landed at the gates and then the two bridges. So. Man.
There.
If only we had a fifth that could go to that bridge.
Oh.
If only.
Sorry. Are you guys... I really want to do it, but I have to get consent first. Do you guys want to split the party?
Consent
let's
is sexy. Let's split the party.
All right.
Okay. So I believe that I have set the scale of this map accurately. So how many turns is it going to take Ava to get to that north gate?
We're like in front here on this street. Yeah.
Just roughly around the building. You can plot.
Well, I was just going to use the little plotter bit to, you know what? All of the roads.
No.
The north gate is about 1,100 feet.
Okay.
So Ava's going to do a quick assessment here, and I think Ava's going to utilize her jetpacking cruise mode to get there, and that's only 850 feet. So 850 divided by 50, that is 4...
This is also known as the Ava flies.
17 rounds.
17 rounds. Thank you.
Han is there in 9.16 repeating.
So, wow.
I'm slow.
10 rounds.
I don't know how Paizo expected you to do this in a timely manner, because they have stuff popping off on round 1, round 3, round 8, round 9.
So it's a mess by the time we get there.
It's going to be a mess unless you can figure out a way to get there faster. This is a science fantasy town. You could maybe commandeer a motorcycle or something.
Oh,
I think I'm faster than the inner cycles.
I was going to say, my fly speed is 50 foot.
Yeah.
Then
if your fly speed is 50 feet, then you've got 8.5 rounds, right? Because you can double move.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Now, you're not going to believe this, but Jacinto actually doesn't have haste unless he burns a resolve point, and then it only lasts for like 4 rounds.
Does Jacinto it apply to my jetpack?
What?
So I think it's a myth.
So it sounds like it's going to be about 8 rounds.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is going to be interesting. This is so interesting. All right, so Ava is running to the north with who?
Flying to the north.
Well, flying to the
with
north.
Lahan?
Lahan's coming. I guess if we go up and only go 800, if we go 850 with jetpacks, my jetpack is faster than Ava's, so...
Hopefully you're flying in formation with Ava and not leaving your tank behind.
Yeah. Cool. No. Takes about 10 rounds to get there.
Where are Jacinto and Finn heading?
We will head.
This one or this one? This one's probably closer.
Yeah, let's head to the closer one because I, again, am slow. I guess I'll burn one resolve point to get us there a little bit faster to give us the effects of haste. Yeah, I'll burn that before. Oh, well, no, you all won't be with me, so it only affects people in the radius. So Finn and I are hastened, which gives us plus 30. So that makes me fly at 60, and that'll probably make Finn fly at 60 as well, because I think the wings that he has give him a 30-foot speed.
Oops, I accidentally took the town hall marker with you. Let's change that.
Bob also points out that Finn can just carry us into.
Yeah, but what about our Tanya?
Our Tanya's a big boy.
Our Tanya,
but you guys are closer. You're going to get there faster than we are.
Yeah, so it's about 700 feet-ish, a little bit less. So what's the math on that?
700 feet divided by...
What, 120?
120... Why 100? Oh, double move.
It's
yeah.
double move.
Yep.
5.8.
So 6 rounds.
So 6 rounds.
Okay.
Oh, so, boy.
We get to go to a map that I had to draw in Dungeon Painter Studio is what's going to happen.
Ooh,
here.
Shiny.
Dungeon Painter Studio.
Yep.
That's our little stinger that I do every time Jet mentions it, Conrad.
Sorry, I'm just looking for the correct map. Let's. This is what's called Tanner's Bridge. You guys are on the left-hand side of the map.
That's a bridge. Our turns have vanished from the turn order because you changed maps.
Sorry, I can still see them.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to.
I'll just have to tell you, and I'll also show you here what What's on the map for you?
What's on the map?
That's not the right size. Let me show you what the right size is.
Now I'm worried.
I got to move this. My eyesight. I'm too zoomed out.
I got to say, Jet, this is a very nice map.
Great.
Yeah, Paizo provided one map for this conflict. And it was one of their flip mats. And then they're like, these other fights are going to happen all over, but no maps for you.
No.
big mood, buddy. That's okay. They can't pay and fit everything into.
No, I 100% get it. It was just, I had to carve out even more time.
I feel compelled to mention that this was their first AP for Pathfinder 1. Was it not?
It was their first AP. Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think Roll20 existed back then.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or much online play in general.
And what you see, let's plop your tokens down here on this map. We'll put you up on the wall. Why not? Oh gosh, you're so tiny.
And very small.
Very small.
Listen.
Hey, Jet.
Yo.
It occurs to me, if you wanted to be nice, we could have been running there as the drop pods were falling. I feel like we might have reacted a little quicker, but if you want to keep the math finder that we've done, I'm okay.
Yeah, we'll shave off, let's say we'll shave off three turns. So you'll effectively have gotten there in, you guys up to the north will have gotten there in about five turns, and it'll be about two turns in.
All right.
I'll do that. So what you see before you are three Chthonic lunar giants. You've just recently had some interactions with these, and they're standing on the far side of that bridge, just hurling insults at the town. And as we've established in the past, there is a town guard. I did not throw them on the map because you guys outlevel them so dramatically, they would be doing pretty much nothing. And there are some wall guns, but these wall guns are basically just like heavy weapons, like low-level heavy weapons that have been mounted on swivels, which were a significant threat to things when you guys were first level, when you guys went on your flea hunt, your tick hunt, but would be like nothing to these giants effectively.
All right. Yeah.
And let me just roll initiative for these giants, because these giants want to act. These giants want to act. They want to do bad things to this town.
Oh, they don't need to act. It's fine.
No. Let's have them act. What's their initiative bonus, Hero Lab? What's their initiative bonus?
What if the ones who are on this map re-roll their initiative so we can see it on the turn order?
We could do that. I could just...
They can change it themselves.
Yep. The interesting thing is going to be, like, you guys are going to just keep losing your turn order because it is now turn two.
Well, as it's popping back and forth, it'll just keep the turn order for that map, right?
It should.
Yeah. We will only see the turn order for that map. Jet will see all the turn order.
There. Yeah. Okay.
Which is pretty maddening.
Yeah. Sorry. I did not think this through on roll 20.
No, that is not a you problem. That is a roll 20 problem.
All right. So I have deleted Jacinto and Finn. Let's just roll their initiatives again real quick.
Ah, one better than before. Haha, I've gamed the system.
Victory.
Because everybody knows mystics are always very concerned with their initiative bonuses.
Finn rolled poops.
I do actually really care about my initiative because of the things that Jacinto generally casts, but I haven't backed it up with stats.
These giants are bad at initiative, I'll have you know.
Good.
Sort descending order. All right. Ava is not here. This giant goes first. This giant makes rude gestures and reaches down and picks up a rock and just hucks it at the wall as though they're trying to provoke the wall guards into action. And now, Han's not here. Jacinto, you see three huge giants shouting insults at that wall and just chucking the odd boulder your way.
So Jacinto is going to, turn to whatever wall guards are nearby and be like, don't let them provoke you. We're here to help. So don't go out there or do anything foolish. Those giants, I have seen those giants smash my summons before. So, stay up here on this nice big wall and shoot them with your guns. And then Jacinto will begin to summon he's going to begin summoning something, and it takes a full round to cast, so that's my whole turn. Oh, Artania, now that we're level 11, Artania gets a full turn. He's a real boy. He's a real spider boy now. So Artania can do things. That said, I'm actually just going to have him sit on the wall with me because he's just a little spider boy, and he doesn't need to go out and get smashed by giants just yet.
No, you don't want Artania to go solo three giants.
I think what he'll do is Artania will fly out and just like be, however high up off the ground this wall is.
Yeah.
Sort of patrolling the air in front of the wall, and that'll be his turn.
Understood. And the next two turns are the giants, and they continue to shout insults, and they continue to chuck boulders at the walls. They appear to just to be restraining themselves. You can see they're very eager for conflict, but for whatever reason, they have not just charged headlong into the wall, to the fortifications. And it's Finn's turn. What do we think Finn would do, y'all?
Well, I think Finn would charge. Begin to photon. Yeah, Finn would charge, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Finn would charge his gauntlet. Charge can mean so many things, you see.
You know exactly what charge. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Lapis says, yep. Get up close to get HP damage. I want all the heals.
All the heals. What a greedy frontliner Finn is.
Finn's movement speed in the air is what? It's 30 feet base.
So I burnt a resolve point. If we got here in two rounds, I've still got Song of the Spheres up. So Finn will have haste as well. So plus 30 foot enhancement bonus to his speed.
It says 30 foot fly speed is listed for them. So 30
plus 30.
So 60.
Yep. And Laps Blaker want to know that Finn has a charge attack.
And does have a charge attack.
They've got
one of the best revelations.
Stellar Rush, I believe.
Yes.
It's still 300 feet away. I don't know what you're gonna do.
No, he's not gonna get there this round. But he's got a 60-foot fly speed, which is pretty nice.
Can you run and fly?
I think you can. So
why not just run four times? 240 feet.
Yeah.
240 feet. Finn flies out. How high is this wall, Jet?
I would say the wall is about 50 feet high.
All right. Finn is 240 feet out, 50 feet high. 50 feet up, rather.
Just Superman flying, flapping those wings oh so hard.
Just pew. Done.
Actually, let me change that. We are on technically turn three now.
Finn is now flat-footed after running.
Yeah. Finn's and flying furiously. And
whatever. Finn wanted this.
Yeah. And this giant that's oh so close. That's 50 feet.
So unless there's something that says flying through air is inherently difficult terrain, it's totally raw.
No, I think it's fine. So this giant just steps over this way. Because why wouldn't the giant step over this way? And as it does so, it unlimbers a large hammer from its back. And it just kind of does a lazy, not lazy, like lackadaisical, sort of like almost negligent, like backhand swipe with the hammer at Finn. And
Finn is 50 feet up.
Yes. And it is a...
Oh, these guys are huge, but that's still like 15
feet reach. Nope. Yeah, you're right. It's out of reach. It's going to swipe at Finn and just miss is what it is. It doesn't... I didn't think to grab a rock on my way over. It abandoned the rock pile. It's a big dum-dum. I made him. I made a goof.
No.
And Jacinto, it's your turn. Yes. And your summon is coming.
Yeah. So what I think's happening is Jacinto goes to summon. Goodness, I definitely haven't forgotten what I summon. You know what? You know what'd be funny? Jacinto goes to summon a huge mountain eel. And the range on summon creature is probably like, it's probably something really long range. Medium, 130 feet. Sweet. So yeah, Jacinto like goes to summon a huge mountain eel right out in the center of the bridge, effectively. But then if I'm correct in my assumption here, he feels something like so, you know, all of his magic is based off of music. So like the melody, suddenly takes a turn for, not the worst, but it takes a horrific jolting turn, and Jacinto like, you know, squeezes his eyes shut for a second as he like thinks about where this is coming from and doesn't really understand, but the magic is already like mostly out. So it just like erupts, into the center of this bridge. And I think that is how this happens.
I think it's like a billowing sort of rainbow cloud.
Yes.
You can't see what's in it.
Jet froze.
I froze?
No, Jet didn't freeze.
You all froze. I'm froze.
You froze.
Maybe.
So there's this billowing rainbow cloud and you can't see what's inside. There's just a hint of a shadow. And then the cloud sort of starts to fade. And what do we see, Conrad?
All right, so we see a regular looking, very like sizable brown bear pops out, looks around, and says, "Where am I? What just happened?" Just looks around, completely lost and confused, like, "Where am I? What happened? Who are you people?" I say this in my, you know, so uplifted bears can speak. They're telepath, but they can speak. Mechanically speaking, that's what I am. So, I'm talking in my freaking bear voice. So it's like, roar, 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 roar. Where am I? Please provide a reaction, team.
Yeah, he hears faintly from across the battlefield. I don't know. I didn't expect you. You're a funny looking mountain eel.
Hold on. I switched to telepathy. What did you do?
I was trying to summon a mountain eel Something happened. Something changed.
Well, yeah. First off, thank you for summoning me because I was stuck in the plane of Earth. And let me tell you, you do not want to be stuck in the plane of Earth. So thank you for that. However, where am I? What planet is this? Are these walls? Are we in like some like medieval world or something?
Sort of. It's kind of backwater. It's called Sandpoint.
Okay. I've never heard of this. Go on.
Yeah, Sandpoint. Little planet near Magnemar Station.
I've never heard of that either. Please continue.
Moon. Sorry, thank you.
Okay.
That's pretty much what you need to know right now. There are some giants here that are trying to attack the town.
Okay, I have... What do you want? You want me to fight these giants? Person I've just met about 6 seconds ago?
Listen, I mean, this is usually how this goes. You're obviously something different, though, so... I'm not going to command you to go fight them, but, you know, if you want to help out, wouldn't go amiss.
I don't... First off, I commend you on your chutzpah to just like, hey, I just met you, but please risk your life and grieve his bodily injury, please. To go help this place he never knew existed. All right, whatever.
From the other side of the battlefield, I imagine.
From the other side of the battlefield?
Hey, sort of getting beat up over here.
I have no idea who you are either.
Yeah, in the background, Finn's just like diving and swooping, and there's a giant with a hammer just going, just waving their arm and the hammer back and forth.
Okay. I don't know who you are either. So that's not really, I have no interest in your continued survival, first off. Second off, where am I? So you want me to kill these giants, and then you can maybe tell me what exactly is going on? Okay.
Is that what you're saying? Oh yeah, we can have a nice long talk after this, assuming that you don't, you know, poof out of existence or back to your to planet Earth
or die a gruesome bloody death, because those are really really freaking big things, huh? You're gonna stay on this wall here and just like wave your hands around and make colors come out again, huh? Okay, great, got it, love it, let's go.
Ew.
So Conrad, click on your token, go to your sheet, and click initiative.
Well, I'm a summon, so I'm going to go off Jacinta's initiative.
Sure, that's fine, but we need to get you onto the tracker.
Fine.
Plus, I want you to roll dice. I want you to roll your first die.
I'm rolling my first dice. It's a two.
No, that's fantastic.
Proper Thompson fashion.
Okay, hold on. In proper Thompson fashion. I didn't click my token, so there you go. It's really...
There we go.
Whatever. I trust in your ability.
Sure. I'll move you up here after Jacinto.
I appreciate it. I will change my
number. I just really wanted you to roll a dice.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, so now that I have sworn a pact to slay these creatures I've never met before, mechanically speaking, I'm going to go charge. So I've got a 15-foot reach. So I'm going to charge about this far. And let me go charge and do a trip attack, because I have a talent that allows me to do such a thing.
Sure.
I'm not sure whether this is a good idea, but whatever. I've never seen these giants. I have no idea what they're capable of, but I can roll dice just fine. So.
Quick question. What class is this creature?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me introduce my character mechanically. So mechanically, my character is an uplifted bear who is a vanguard, 11 levels of vanguard specifically. I've never played a vanguard before, so this is going to be a new experience for me as well. So I apologize if I'm not quite clear on some of the mechanics or if I do something wrong. But the way I understand it is vanguards will go in front, they'll take a bunch of damage, they'll hit stuff sometimes, and they have a whole entropy point system, which I'm sure I'm going to learn over the next few weeks or whatever.
You're gonna need to look and see how you earn entropy points, because depending on what sort of niche you took, you earn them in different ways. Plus, there's some standard ways.
Yes. So I've got nothing up. So I've got the standard ways. Currently, I've gained an entropy point because I've taken a full action to charge.
Nice.
So I have one, which is going to be useful when the giant tries to, maul me out of existence. However. As I was saying, I'm going to charge and I'm going to trip.
Tom was raising a finger. Tom has played a vanguard.
Okay, that's a bad roll, but okay, whatever.
That is a bad roll, and being as it's a bad roll, it's
versus EAC if it helps.
It's versus EAC.
Still, it should be. I see a minus four in there for prof, which I imagine is proficiency. I feel like that's a sheet error, not meant to be in there.
Okay. And for this trip, true. You still need to hit KAC plus, or EAC in this instance, plus eight, correct?
I've got the improved trip thing if it helps.
Well, that'll give you a bonus.
Which seems to be in there.
Yep.
Okay, so it should be a 26.
Should be a 26, which is still not EAC plus 8. You were very close, actually.
All right.
But
Let me go adjust everything plus four in that case. Anyway, okay, that's fine. I tried to charge. I tried to trip. I failed to trip. I've got an entropy point. I'm ready for the incoming bloodshed to follow. Over to giant number two.
Fair. And this massive appearance did distract us slightly. Jacinto still needs their turn.
Yeah, that's right. I was. He was. You know, going full steam ahead, and I loved it. So I wasn't gonna interrupt him. Conrad, you do get a second entropy point total because you actually get one on the first turn of combat. First turn of a combat. So, yes. So Jacinto is going to so I think mechanically what happened or flavor wise, what happens is that Jacinto is so stunned by this uplifted bear's appearance and, you know, then goes to try out the normal, however he gives orders to his summons. Right. And it just completely doesn't work. The bear just goes off and charges and tries to trip something. He's like, huh, well, that's not a summon. And then he,
that's right.
He says, you know what, Artanya, why don't you come back and pick me up? We'll fly out there. And I think Artanya is just going to come back, scoop Jacinto up, and Jacinto will mount Artanya, and then we'll head back out this way. And then what else? Jacinto won't do much else this round. Yeah. Nope. I think that's it. I think we just move, and that's my turn.
Sure. Okay.
I brought another PC into existence, so I think it was
bring another PC into existence. They're 70 feet away. That's a minus two to this attack. As this giant just hucks a rock at Finn, is what's gonna happen. Just a big old rock, just right at Finn. Let's roll that damage. Oh, a 17 on the die for a total of 39 to hit KAC, which will be 33 bludgeoning damage to Finn. And would one of the two of you who are not participating in this combat like to run Finn?
Sure.
Keep you a little bit involved and take one thing off of my plate. I would appreciate it so much.
I figured Tom was just going to do it again because, he's the spawn lord.
Yeah.
Spawn lord.
Combat is just all Tom all the time.
Yeah. Tom and more his like army.
Combat, more like Tombat. Now I can see Conrad's looks of dismay.
You need both, right? You need people laughing and people being visibly in pain.
No, it's right. Great. It's good.
All right.
Go on.
So did we apply the 33 bludgeoning damage?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Sorry, I have the map zoomed out so much I can't tell if anyone's needles are dropping.
Big same.
It's a big map. We've got this giant up here, surrounded by rocks as well. And also, I think they're just going to throw a rock too. Because why wouldn't they? And they will take that minus two penalty.
Rude. Very rude.
This is a 26 versus KAC, though. This is a bad roll. That might miss. I think that misses.
Misses. Nice. Finn?
Finn, yes.
23, yes. We'll miss Finn.
Well, 26. 26. But I believe that's still a miss.
Still misses Finn, yeah.
And now it's Finn's turn. And this is your second turn of photon attunement.
It is indeed.
And you're kind of hovering in the air a little bit above this giant that's just kind of flailing their hammer at you aggressively.
Right. So rude. Let's get the rest of the way into its face. The little shifty shift. And punch it in the face. With 36 to hit.
36 to hit. We'll definitely hit for 37 damage.
Yep.
Come on. Why? What is going on? Roll 20.
Who knows?
Ah, that's why I'm being a dumb. There we go. Minus 37. I was being a dumb. I had the measure tool out instead of the pointy tool.
And that'll do it.
It's turn four. And I'm not saying this for any particular reason. But.
Of course not.
No, not at all. But now it's the big giant's turn. The one that just got punched in the face by Finn. And they're going to just full attack at Finn with that hammer. Now that Finn's within reach.
Yeah, I would too.
Let's roll all those dice. Ooh, a 19 and a 17 on the die. So that's 34 nice. And a 32 to hit.
This is a bad day for Finn. Those both hit.
This is 43 and then 40 bludgeoning damage. And I feel like Finn has deflective reinforcement. We might want to confirm that because every hit point or stamina point is going to matter, I imagine.
Oh, no.
Let's check. Oh, would it be on the sheet?
I feel like
not here.
I feel like we told Lapis, here's deflective reinforcement because we found some.
We had enough of it.
I would just assume that it's there because I 100% remember us telling.
She put that on.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's add 15 back.
There you go. That's still a hefty amount of damage. What's Finn sitting at now?
Not much. Man, 19 stamina points.
Out of 120? Mm-hmm. Was he full?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Giants, y'all.
Man, I'm going to actually have to do some hit point healing this fight.
It's Jacinto's turn.
Speaking of hit point healing, not ready yet, but Jacinto is going to command Artania to swoop, fly forward. This is round four, so this is my last round of this. So that we're closer. And Artania is also going to descend as well. So we're going to be like 20 feet off the ground instead. So when I inevitably get like sniped with a rock, I only take 2d6 damage instead of, you know, a bunch. So multiples of 10 because it's such big increments. Then Jacinto begins another summon. Maybe I'll summon another PC. We'll find out. Tune in next time on Rise of the Star Lords.
All right.
I forgot to mention last turn, my full name is Grawr, which is in their tongue, the Serenity Philosopher. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have utilize my very large move speed to meander over there. Giant number one, if you wish to take an AO, go ahead and go do so.
You know I'm going to want to.
I know you're going to want to.
That was a 17 on the die, Conrad. That's 36 to hit your KAC.
Let's see if it hits.
38 bludgeoning damage.
It's a hit, but not by much.
But I think you get a bunch of entropy points, don't you?
No. So let me describe what happens. So I take 36 damage, originally speaking. That's going to get reduced to 33 because of my DR. And I'm going to use an entropy point to reduce that further from 33 to 20. And I'm going to take that 20 hit point, or sorry, stamina damage. I'm going to gain another entropy point to make up the one I just lost. And on with the show.
There we go. It sounds like now I know what Tom feels like when it's Gus's turn.
Well, actually, here's what happens. So let me go try to do an entropic strike on one of the sizable gentlemen that seems to be throwing rocks at our party. Bum, 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 bum. There's the button. My goodness. Can I roll a dice higher than a 5, please?
My goodness.
Rolled a 4.
You rolled a 4.
Yeah, you're bad. Like, I think all the numbers are in there. Bab, strength, and then there's a plus one from something. Yeah, you just rolled unfortunately low.
I just rolled badly, yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Is there still an untyped? No, that's it. Right?
Yeah. That one untyped is your weapon focus.
There you go. Yeah, I think it's right. You just rolled a 4.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I shouldn't roll a 4 and expect to hit.
Yeah, right, no plus 17.
Yeah, that was, okay. You had a good chance.
I didn't have a good chance.
You have a super good chance. Right. Their AC is not that high.
Well, it's high enough.
We don't over have any rerolls.
No.
Sad. Over to you, Mr. Giant.
Yeah, the one that you just tried to swipe at with your...
With the power of unmaking reality itself.
Yes. Chaos Claws!
Chaos Claws, yes. TMTM.
TMTM.
It's going to respond by, instead of picking up a rock, because this creature also has 15 feet of reach, it's going to spend a move action to unsling its own hammer that it has, much like its companion, and then it's going to try and bonk you in the head.
Okay, go ahead and try.
30 versus KAC.
Better luck next time, Mr. Sizable Gentleman.
No!
Yes.
It misses narrowly, and it just takes a chunk out of that bridge.
Not so narrowly. Bear tuts at him.
And it's this other one. This other one's just gonna like, I don't like what's going on over there. I'm just gonna keep throwing rocks. And it's gonna throw, pick up a rock in each hand, and it's gonna hurl one at both of them at Finn.
Oh no!
Don't worry.
Each
one's taking a -6 penalty because they're outside the first range increment, and it's a full attack.
Okay. I can't watch. That's gonna roll secretly anyway. I'm not gonna see it.
Yeah, I mean, I rolled a 3 on the die. There's no way that one's hitting.
Ah!
And the second one was a 7 on the die. So, 23 total. That was the highest one I rolled.
No, it was a miss.
So it's just two rocks just go sailing through the air. Just big ol', like probably like 2 to 3 foot wide boulders. Those would do serious damage. And it's Finn's turn to respond, and I believe this is turn 3.
It is. It's a magic turn.
It is.
Finn does a swoop. And another swoop. And explodes.
Swoop.
Swoop.
And I need a reflex save from that giant.
Oddly enough, reflex is not their highest save. But they did roll an 18 on the die.
Then they're only going to take half. They're going to take 16 fire damage.
16, you say. Less gets through than you imagine should.
Boo!
Because if you'll think back to your fight with the previous chthonic lunar giant, he was very resistant to fire.
The only cool 2 in power I've battled is She and Dread.
Huh?
It's the only cool 2 in power I've battled is She and Dread. I got the one that's learned 1 power.
Yeah.
Hey, Finn, it's damage. It's guaranteed damage.
That's true. I shouldn't complain.
And I think with that explosion, it's turn 5. Let's jump to the North Gate with Ava and Lahan. Because that's when
it spins in and spins out.
Yeah, and then we'll bounce back here.
We need that sound.
We're going to just be bouncing back and forth. This is going to be a little crazy.
You mispronounced fun, Jet.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be fun. I just said, just stand by. Vamp for a moment as I set the scene for you.
You're a vamp.
I don't think we can legally play that audio. Unless those old Batman shows have hit public domain yet, and I don't think they're that old.
They're not that old, but like it's like 2% of your composition or something before they can really prosecute you.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if the whole composition is just we can get like
No, not 2% of their work, but it has to like comprise like 2% of our work, which of 4 hours is.
Yeah,
we can play a lot of that Batman noise.
Yeah, we could go back and forth quite a few times.
Oh my god!
And we know
not
that's
we should be
honest.
That's the break reel.
Oh god!
Oh no!
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm opening up a new tab in Hero Lab because there's some new opponents.
What?
Challenger approaches.
Not just more of the same horrible giants?
I mean, I'm not saying there's no giants, but there's more than just giants.
Hey, part of my vamping is a good question, actually. Does Lahan have a scope?
Lahan does not have a scope, no.
Hmm. I need to get on a scope because we're about to be doing some long range combat, I think. Unless I can lure them in.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a good thing eventually. I would just have, had much need to do anything beyond 90 feet.
All right, Lahan and Ava, when I bring you onto this map, roll initiative because we need to get you on your own initiative thing.
The good news is that we can't see. Oh gosh, bears! We're to the wrong spot.
No, this is perfect. I love where this is going.
I'd like to be on this roof. I'm going to be on this roof.
Yeah, are we allowed to be on the?
We flew over.
You will be on the edge of the map. You're coming onto the map right now.
We're over here. We did come from this way.
Yeah,
we can fly over the roof south.
Yeah,
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, you can land on that roof. Sorry, I was trying to make sure you were like, no, I'm just landing on the wall right away. I was like, no, you got to get over there.
No, this roof.
Yeah,
I'm not landing. I'm staying where I am.
Let me roll.
I'm not staying where I am. I'm staying in the air. I'm flying.
Ooh. Yeah, actually, we might want to get over to that wall. They're probably going to get slowed down by it. I would be willing to bet.
I think not. I had a 31. There we go.
There we go. All of my creatures' initiatives have been... Yes, you're so fast. Yeah, Ava and Lahan, you guys both get to go.
We do? What? No way.
You see one giant... Or you don't see one giant. The giant to the left... You couldn't really see because they'd be below the wall line. The other giant, you can see them. They're kind of like half crawled up onto that little tower there.
Oh, they're not all the way up?
Not all the way up. Like, I mean, like his torso's over the top edge, but he's not standing there victoriously.
Ava's going to double move.
Sure.
And she's going to land hero 3-point stance right here in front of where it's climbing up. And as both of her move actions, as part of the move action, she draws her whip, and then the other one, she draws a shuriken, and she just stands up and she looks at this thing and she motions for it to come closer.
I was going to start singing the Indiana Jones theme until you said shuriken instead of hat.
Well,
she can put the shuriken on her head.
Hattakin.
Hattakin.
It's a chakra. Okay. It's Lahan's turn then.
Jeez.
All right. Well, let's. I will also move in just a smidge. Let's go 60 feet right here. Still flying. And let's take a shot at that one that Ava just went after. Actually, better yet. No, I'm going to stay on this roof back here. I'm going to combat track it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to shoot it. We're gonna have to combat track things. It takes move action.
How high is this tower, by the way?
Well, I said the other wall was 50 feet, so the tower itself has to be just a smidge taller than that, because otherwise it doesn't really work right.
I might
70.
It's probably like 10 feet taller, so it's probably 60. And I'm sorry, Nick.
I might be even more of a monster now. I bought a bigger gun.
You bought a bigger gun. Why?
35 to hit EAC.
Yeah, that's super duper hits. Like super hits.
31 points of cold damage.
To my giant. Not to a bear.
Giant. I lost 10 feet of range. This might be my second range increment. Oh, it is.
It's still hits. 33 to hit. It still hits. And not quite all of that damage gets through, Nick.
It's not
Just a second.
Prompt you, giants.
Minus. Oh, yes. Okay, I did the math right. Roll 20 just froze for a second and then did the thing, and I was like, did it do it right? You just keep picking the damage types that these particular giants are resistant to. Hey, it's this giant's turn.
It's going to come back around.
Yeah, it's this giant's turn. This giant's going to start trying to... wait, what do they got? Oh, they're actually going to back up.
Red.
Yeah, yeah, one. They're going to back up. I'm reading the deets on something. I gave them a thing for dramatic effect.
Deets, you say?
All right. So what's going to happen is that's going to be that particular giant's turn. This giant is going to sort of finish swinging themselves up onto the wall.
Does that trigger an attack of opportunity?
I think it probably would, because they're kind of standing up from a weird position there.
And I do have 10-foot reach, so.
Hit him.
25 to hit EAC.
That hits.
All right. They actually don't take any damage. They are, in fact, hampered by Stumbling Strike. They are flat-footed until the beginning of my next, or until the end of my next turn, and their speeds are halved. Thank you, level 11 gear boost.
Okay. Alrighty. So it stood there, and it's going to attempt to slam. It's going to do a slam attack against you. It's going to just swat at you with its hand. Is what it's going to do.
Bring it on.
A 13 on the die. 32 to hit your KAC. Does that hit?
That will hit.
Oh, thank goodness. 24 bludgeoning damage.
Not all of that seems to get through, Jet.
Yeah, I know. I know. Deflective reinforcement.
Players really do love reminding the GM, just as the GM loves reminding the players.
This bear moves forward and goes, raw, 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 raw. Oh, I moved one.
Oh, see, now I feel sorry for the bears.
This bear didn't move forward. This bear did move forward.
But what if the giants accidentally summoned these bears, right? And it's like a mirror.
What if they're forest cousins?
And then this bear moves forward and goes, raw, 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 and it's clawing at the gate. that one isn't there. It's now turn six.
My question is, do we go back to the other
map? Yeah, I'm going to go back to the other map. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's fine.
One round.
Turn six got moved to the wrong position because I did an auto sort. We still got a couple people to go before it's actually turn six. Let me change that back to five. I apologize for that. That giant's not here, and Finn's not here, so we actually would be on turn six. We are going to bounce back.
Well, it's round five on our
It'll still be round five. It's just
All right,
you'll finish your round five. You'll act again, finish round six. We'll bounce back. This is going to be interesting. We've not really split the party before.
No, yeah.
Why don't we do this more often?
Thank you, Conrad. Usually the only one who wants to.
Hey, I agreed with you. I thought it was interesting last time.
First off, I'm clearly saying this earnestly in all seriousness.
Nick has been on my side in the past. This is also true.
Okay, so it's the giant.
I always encourage bad behavior.
In front of Finn's turn. There's so many giants not on this map now. And they're going to continue swinging at Finn, because why wouldn't they?
So rude.
It's going to full attack. Let's roll all. Holy crap, I rolled poor. I rolled a 4 and a 3 on the die. A 19 and 18 will not hit Finn's KAC.
No.
Finn's at the top of their game right now. That bear does nothing. That bear does nothing. Grar, what do you want to do? Do you want to hop down off that bridge, it looks like?
No, I'm trying to reposition myself because I think I might have been outside the last one. Anyway, yes.
It's fine.
Let me do a Entropic, can I do an entropic strike full attack, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yes. So your entropic strike is like a weapon, basically. It's like a weapon in your hands. So,
okay,
yeah.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't like the operative thing. Let's see, let's try it. Let's see what happens. Can't miss both of them.
And then you said that's versus Beautiful. EAC, correct?
Both versus EAC.
Both will hit.
Oh, great. So both will do...
Now, yeah, are your claws doing... Is your entropic strike, which I imagine is your claws, is yes. it doing bludgeoning or acid damage? Which I think that's silly. And if you wanted to be slashing an acid, that makes more sense to me if you're using claws.
So, like, I'm not actually using claws. I'm using the unmaking power of the creation of the universe expressed through my claws. So, like, it should be bludgeoning.
Okay.
Because I'm just using force, basically. I don't know. Like, I'm opening it up for the party. So, like, are these guys vulnerable to acid or resistant to it or anything like that?
Does Grar know that? Does Grar want to make some sort of a knowledge check to determine anything?
I suppose I could. That is why I have these skills, isn't it?
And I imagine giants would just be life sciences.
Oh, that is one of my skills.
Oh, you're
a poop, my goodness.
You all right, poop,
back to my default roles.
You're like, those are some big humans with rocks on their skin. That's what you think.
I went to life science school for this.
He does get to reduce the DC by 5, and you can't crit fail because we're playing Starfighter.
Yes.
Fair. Yeah. That's still not enough.
You know what? It's not that important. I'll do each claw will do one type. So one bludgeoning, one corrosive.
Cool.
Or acid or whatever.
Cool. Using that as an opportunity to just kind of like learn more about Grar, because I don't know if you're going to be changing it frequently or if you're going to be like, I'm all acid or I'm all bludgeoning or.
I mean, does the damage type I inflict define me?
I mean, it doesn't define you, but it sort of informs upon how you view your connection
Okay.
Also, you can importantly, you're not committing to anything right now. You can alternate between acid, bludgeoning, or both.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do in this 6-second span of time. So, bludgeoning, acid, go.
Sorry, it's just more data about this new character.
That's fine. I'm telling a story. I should tell the story better. But yes, does anyone have more effect than the other?
No, they both affect it equally. I just wanted more information about your character is why I was asking that particular question.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so they affected equally. They took a big chunk out of that guy.
That's right.
Melted part of his rib cage and then just ripped or pulped part of his calf, I imagine, since it's bludgeoning.
That is Grorus sickened slightly, not mechanically speaking. It looks like, what... Is this what happens?
Is this what I've been doing to people? No, it's Jacinto's turn now.
All right. Jacinto is going to try this again, this whole summoning thing. And he's really going to hope that it works the way he expects it to. Not that the bear isn't cool or anything, but...
I mean, there are worse fates in the world than getting another level 11 Vanguard.
It's true. Level 11 Vanguards are pretty dangerous. Probably more dangerous than this, let's say, a large protean. Now, the Mountain Eel's a fun goof, but it also is, like, not very friendly to my friends. For one round, anyway. Because of the whole paralyzing gaze thing. But, you know, we'll bring out a large protean. Proteans are fun.
You like them cute little snaky boys.
Them cute little wiggly boys.
Everyone has a type.
So, how far can I summon this thing out? Oh, beautiful.
Knock in the summon chain.
So, Protean appears over here. I did drag it. I did drag it out onto the map. I don't know if it's coming out.
Which level?
Protean?
What level? Some
The level four. I've now dragged a second one out. We'll see what happens.
They're just not appearing for some reason.
Well, he appears here. Maybe he'll show up eventually. And by here, I mean by the giant to the north. And he's going to... you know what? No. Finn is in trouble. What am I doing? We're going to summon the Protean by Finn's giant, by the big one that's been beating the fleam out of Finn. And
to be fair, it only beats the fleam out of Finn when it hits.
Well, yeah, but some could be said of anything, Nick.
This green circle is going to be Finn.
If I learned anything on Sunday, it's that if you just rely on things not hitting, everything will be fine.
It's true, and look where that got you.
Yeah, no, roll 20 is acting weird.
Yeah. So the Protean is going to take one attack upon appearing on the giant, of course. That is a 26 versus its KAC, the giant.
That'll hit.
Nice. 12 piercing damage. Pretty bad damage. I don't suppose that beats its KAC plus 4.
It does not.
Yeah, that's all right. It's then consider yourself not grabbed.
Good.
Then
I will.
We're gonna, I bet you will. The Song of the Spheres is done, so we're going to descend another 40 feet. Jacinto hops off of Artania. Whoop. And then Artania is going to, let's see, swarm up to this giant as well. And then Jacinto will in turn cast, you know what? That giant has been being a real jerk. We're going to cast a level 4 mind thrust on that giant.
You suspect it might have a mind.
I should hope so. Nice. I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
It rolled a 2 on the die for a 17, so it's getting all 69 of that damage.
Sweet.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, that's also a really great roll on 10d10. Also, it is fatigued for one round.
Fatigued.
It's fatigued for one round as well as taking 69 points of mental damage.
That really hurt it.
What happens is, yes, it's a thrust of 69, Nick. Yes.
I just got it.
We are
collectively about between 12.
Yeah, we're all 12. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, life's been keeping it together, though.
Yes, that... I see the effort being made.
To briefly describe what happened in that 6 seconds, friggin' Jacinto summons a Protean, which bites this giant, and then Artania does a sweet power slide onto the ground from like 20 feet up, and Jacinto leaps off of his spider friend, and then looks really intently at this giant, and the giant all of a sudden hears these drums, and then the giant's mind is just pierced by mind bullets, and it takes a bunch of damage, and that is our collective turn.
And drums in the deep. I think when that thrust goes through, it starts kind of crying tears of blood, and then some blood starts coming out of its ears.
Yeah. I'm not going to feel that badly because my friend is probably also going to bleed soon, but
yeah. This giant that is dueling it out with Grawr, the Vanguard is going to, continue that duel. It's going to full attack and maybe it'll roll not garbage this time.
I don't know.
There's a chance it could roll not garbage. If a 30 didn't hit, these two 26s are not going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I hit the bear.
Can't hit the bear. Bear is strong.
This guy over here. This guy over here is like, what the heck is this giant snake boy? And is going to throw a couple rocks at the snake. And let me measure that, actually, because maybe the snake's actually in the first range increment. It is. A 23 and a 24 versus KAC on that Protean.
23 and a 20. Yeah.
I mean, it's a level 4 summon. These things are beefy.
I have a EAC of 17 and a KAC of 19. Summons are not known for their defense.
Just dead.
All right. Well, 33 and 32 bludgeoning damage.
Are these guys lawful? Or sorry, is the damage they're doing lawful?
It's a rock that they picked up off the ground.
Give me those numbers again, my friend.
I think I said 33 and 34 or 33 and 32.
Okay.
Plan A of the rocks not being lawful doesn't work, then I guess I can ask for damage.
These two particular rocks did not attend law school.
Okay, so 65 damage minus 10, because I have
laws of gravity.
Exactly.
The reason is this Protean has DR5/lawful, so
okay.
I'm taking 10 off of that for a total of 55 damage, which is still most of its piddly pool of hit points. Thank you, sir.
Fair. It's Finn's turn. Finn just exploded, so round one of what kind of attunement?
Then we'll vote on attune. I guess the only other thing I know Finn has is black hole, and and he gets to go fast with photon attunement, but that's not a big deal right now because we're not going to escape like Lapis suggests. We're going to full round attack.
You're like,
this is the best plan I could think of.
You're like, screw you, sister. Yeah, both
what?
Of those. You're like, screw
rivalry?
You.
That's not a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lapis, you'll be happy to know that both of those 31s hit for a total of 67 damage.
See, my plan worked great.
Oh, this giant looks real rough. You're just punching it in the face. Its rocky hide is like cracking, and you're seeing like some of the flesh beneath. And it looks real bad. So that was into your turn. That was your.
Oh, yeah.
That was just your first turn. Because that was your turn 5. Now we're going to be doing your turn 6, and then we'll bounce back. So let me put that back at 6. Interesting.
You could have the turn tracker add 0.5 instead of 1.
But we're back at this really beat up giant. And he is really beat up. All right. He's not doing anything new. There's this pesky bird boy. He's just hurt him real bad. So he's going to full attack. Like he doesn't have the tools to be super creative. He does have a giant hammer that does lots of damage, though. A 29 and a 27. Do either of those hit Finn's KAC?
29 and 27, you said?
Yes.
29 does.
37 bludgeoning and electric damage from the hammer. I forgot to mention the electricity before.
It's electric.
Does Finn have a electrostatic harness?
Again, we have been showered in those, so he should have an electrostatic harness.
Yeah, electrostatic field, mark 2, !
Was this one the fatigued one? I thought the fatigued one was on the other map.
The one on the mind thrust.
He is fatigued.
Fatigued is yes, yeah. So this boy in the middle is fatigued.
Okay, let me see.
How much electric damage?
Just I started thinking about fatigued. I'm not going to lie. It completely dropped out of my head. It was 30 something. Just stand by 1 second. Let me, I forgot to toggle fatigue. Let me see if that, what that does real quick. Cause I think fatigue affects.
It's a minus one penalty to attack rolls. I think what's relevant here.
Yeah. So with a 28 hit, Finn, that's the important thing.
28, you said EAC?
KAC.
Oh, that'll miss.
There you go. So it doesn't even matter about the damage.
No damage at all.
Narrowly misses. Thank you for pointing that out, Conrad. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We should also put a note here. 2d6 electric to anything that hits.
Okay, and there's the electrostatic. The electrostatic field would not trigger because it did. The hit did not happen.
Right. I'm just adding a note.
Yep. Bear. Grar.
Grar will continue despite his visible distaste for combat and bloodshed in general. Will continue to fight for his life against this monstrous, huge enemy of his. And I'm describing it while I find the attack button. There it is. All right.
Ah, you're learning so quickly.
Last one.
You're targeting EAC. Both of those are going to hit.
I am. Okay, great. Please receive 73 additional damage. Large monster who I've never seen before. Oh, also, hold on.
Ouch, that hurts so much.
It sure does. Can I make another life science check?
What's the ruling on that, Nick? I think once you make it, you've made it, right? Unless it's a different
technically
person.
You either know it or you don't. Yeah.
Okay. So I think it would have to be a new creature or a different character making the roll.
I accept the ruling. Totally fair.
Pathfinder 2E has different rules, but I'm not going to mention them to confuse us here.
Yeah.
We're playing Starfighter.
Sounds great.
Well, Jacinto, it's now your turn because that was a full attack.
All right.
So Jacinto, what does Jacinto do? Jacinto, you know what? We're going to burn another resolve point as a move action. Jacinto's going to burn a resolve point and, oh God, I have so many stupid things I can do with this Song of the Spheres. Hello, Song of the Spheres? There we go. All right. As a move action, spend one resolve point. Fast healing. Oh, okay, good. All right. So everybody gets, everybody within 60 feet of me gets fast healing for four rounds. So that's pretty fun. To hit points only. So if you take hit point damage, you will then heal some. But then we're going to have, I really don't want, how bad does this giant look here, Jet?
The one in front of Finn? Super duper duper bad.
Super duper duper bad. It's weird because as a battle leader, I don't actually want either of my minions to kill the giant because I want Finn to kill the giant because then Finn can have stamina points back. So I think what we're going to do is Artania's going to go off and Artania is going to swoop. Artania is going to attack this giant. This provokes attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's very brave of Artania.
he's a brave spider boy. He's also a CR11 spider boy now.
Yeah, that danger spider is getting a 34 to the KAC.
Well, he's not that strong.
So 35 electric and bludgeoning.
Ouch. Okay. Life decisions were regretted. All right. So Artania is there. And then Artania is going to bite at the giant.
No.
Spider bite. That's only a 20 versus KAC. Pretend that didn't happen.
That will miss.
Then the Protean is going to, I think, stay where it is. Oh, and at the start of its turn, it's going to gain 4 hit points back. That's fun. Plus 4. Okay, and then finally, Jacinto is going to think of a really cool spell to cast. And that is, of course, going to be... You know what? Wisp Ally is a fun one. I'm going to cast Wisp Ally on the giant that is next to that is next to Finn. This will last for 11 rounds. So I'm going to say at the time of casting, it is going to provide harrying fire. So Finn, well, the first person to attack the giant in the center of the map gets a +2 bonus to their attack roll. And I end my turn.
Okay. It is this giant in front of Groar in their epic duel where it's kind of like a giant slap fight.
Not really a duel. So far I've hit him 4 times and he has missed me 4 times.
Yeah. Well, he's going to try again. He has 2 more chances.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
He's going to hit me. No. It sounds like he didn't.
Oh, 20 and a 28.
That is, wow, that's comically missed. Yeah, that's great. Good job.
I wrecked Finn's day early on, and then I've just been slapping the air with a hammer.
Uh-huh. Take that.
It's going to look dejected and ashamed of itself. But this giant up here to the north sees Artanya biting at its skin ineffectually. And they're going to just try and slap Artanya a whole bunch because they're like, oh, spider! Spider! So let's full attack slams. 31 and 23 to hit KAC.
The 23 will miss, but the 31 will, of course, hit.
31 or 35 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
Spider!
Artani's not looking good. This was a big, big bad mistake.
It's Finn's turn.
Yes, Finn will continue to photon attune, as one does, and smack this giant. How bad is it looking?
That giant.
One smack or two smack giant?
It could be a one smack giant if you roll decently. What's the minimum damage that Finn does?
23.
There's a very decent chance that this is a one smack giant.
Let's smack at that giant. We'll see if it goes down. Ah! We're not going to full attack. We're just going to smack it. 33 versus KAC for 31 points of bludgeoning damage.
And Finn brings this giant down with 2 hit points to spare.
And I have a reaction.
You do? Is it shot him?
No, I'm going to say... actually, is Gotham the one? No, regroup. Jacinto's going to say, nice job, Finn. Hey, you're looking pretty rough, but you got this. And Finn is going to feel so inspired by this. You might say it is an inspiring boost, but it's not. You're going to get 22 plus 5. You're going to get 27 stamina points back.
Sweet.
No, you're undoing all my hard work.
That's like almost one attack from these giants.
Finn will whoop with all that speed that Lapis tells me he has up towards that giant that's giving Artanya a hard time. Whoop.
And as Finn swoops north, we as a group will swoop to the north.
It's a revelation that legit does like teleport. You're going to have to put that in your sheet, Lapis. It tells all about it.
Oh, yes.
So you guys did your turn on 5, went into 6 down below. I'm starting to lose track because we're hopping maps. This map should be on turn 6, correct?
Yes. So if you just change. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Then when it gets to turn 7, we'll all be on turn 7. Definitely, I would definitely recommend making notes, and I'm going to need to make notes for my Song of the Spheres for next week.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
Yeah, this is probably going to be it's already time for us to be done. I lost track of time.
Holy.
Wow. Sorry, y'all.
Time flies when you're glitch gremlining and introducing new PCs and fighting giants
and having fun, Tom.
Yeah, are you okay with us finishing this turn so we're all on turn 7?
Actually, won't we need 2 turns because they had 2 turns?
Well,
no, but if we all end on turn seven,
you guys did turn five. We bounced back so that we could do turn five and then into six on the next one. And then we bounced back to do six up here.
Okay.
Does that make sense? No. So if we finish six up here, both groups are technically on turn seven.
Conversely, there's okay. no...
We could just stop here. Yeah.
We could just stop knowing that we're on turn six here and then turn seven, you know.
Yeah, that let's do that. So I was just making it more complicated. But yeah, Finn races to the north and the camera zooms out ahead and we come back in on Ava and with a giant towering over her, Lahan on a rooftop firing off blasts of energy, and some bears looking angry and confused at a wall and just kind of going rawr, 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 as a giant in the background is sort of doing the bull pawing at the ground ready to charge motion.
Oh,
and he's one of the big looking ones too, judging by the token art.
And that's where we'll stop. Thank you all for joining me. Sorry for the extra week of break, folks, that if you're watching. Thank you, Conrad, for joining. It was super fun. I like your character.
Thank you all for having it. Yeah, no, I'm glad to do this. I'm always interested in playing more games, and this is a lot of fun.
Cool. We're glad to have you.
I'd like to thank Paizo for Rise of the Rune Lords, which, you know, we're doing this thing with. the little bit of audio we've had, Leif, who are we thanking?
I was going to say, we don't thank anyone for audio. Well, Lo-Fi Girl we had on at the beginning, but I don't know. It's still not back, I don't think. So,
we'll no, see there's something wrong.
Cool. Tom, Sunday, what do we got going on?
Sunday, we're going to go to, it is indeed a moon, but it's also a space station.
Yeah.
No, it is a moon, but also a space station, but also a port.
Wait, no, I'm confused.
But also a kingdom. It's this wonderful place called Smuggler's Moon, and y'all are going to love it. And you're definitely not going to disrupt any systems of government. Surely not.
I don't know. I brought up Leif by saying that we should always go with the bad plan. We went with Leif's bad plan, so now Leif owes me going with my bad plan. Oh,
that is true. I do
our bad plan.
And I do like your bad in air quotes plan. So, you know, you have a really good plan. Yeah. I think that means it's a good plan, really. But you know what? Your plan will have to be found out on this Sunday. Tune in next time on Non-Standard Action.
And next week we'll be coming back in on this raid on Sandpoint. Full of giants and multiple kinds of bears, apparently.
So many bears.
Gosh.
This fight is all about bears now.
I love that Conrad was like, uplifted bear, and then I'm looking through the book and I'm like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, and God. Bears all the way down.
Can we also talk about for a moment how uplifted bear was the meme at the beginning of this show when we wanted every NPC to be an uplifted bear?
Yeah, I started after... I started vetoing.
I had no idea about this.
Uplifted bear. No, and that's what's beautiful about it, Conrad.
The mayor of this
town. We didn't tell you.
No idea. Yeah, no,
the mayor of this town is a purple uplifted bear. Her name is Mayor Deverin. She has a brother who runs a brewery in town. I believe he's like a burgundy color.
Okay.
This was because Simon, every time Jet asked us, like, oh, Jet did this fun thing where he was like, oh, give me a Starfinder race for, you know, this NPC. And every time Simon was uplifted bear.
Every
uplifted
time.
Bear.
Yeah.
Jet finally had to be like, no more uplifted bears.
Okay. Well. No, but.
If you all like what you watched or listened to when this comes out in podcast form, you can contact us, nonstandardaction@gmail.com. If you come to our Twitch page, we have the link to our Discord. You can talk to us. We're pretty all right people. We're generally friendly. We usually say good morning. Life's been a little bit crazy for some of us now, so haven't been posting quite as much, but you know, we're still around. And if you poke at us or add us, like we'll try and answer any questions or chat back if we have the opportunity. You know, we all have jobs outside of this. This isn't really a job. This is a fun thing that we do and we share with you. So you might have to wait, you know, a few hours or like maybe most of a day to get a response sometimes, but we will get back to you.
Yeah. Mostly just costs us money, really. It's like an anti-job.
Yeah.
That's what you call hobbies.
Yeah.
This is anti-jobs? A hobby.
And I'm going to once more come before you on bended knee asking for icebreaker questions. I have two more in the chamber and then I'm going to have to start coming up with my own. And I came up with so many in the beginning and we're 50 episodes deep and expecting probably another 50. Please give me your icebreaker questions. Even the players can submit them. Don't be shy.
We should really do that for you.
Probably should.
Get hero points for icebreakers, right? Oh, wait.
Wrong system,
Wade. I know. We all really want to play Pathfinder.
Yeah.
What a good goof.
But I think it's time for us to say goodbye to everyone. We'll be hanging out in general for a little bit after this if you want to pop in, if you're on our Discord server, or you want to join it just to pop in. But bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
We're going to be in our general chat afterwards. If you want to pop in, you know, feel free to pop in.
Yeah, you did it wrong.
I did it right.